Hello, I'm Mokamura, and whenever I am not listening to the Porn Director podcast, I'm gaping my asshole.
Perfect. Recording from the San Fernando Valley and broadcasting to perverted minds around the world, it's the number one podcast in the adult entertainment industry, the Porn Director Podcast. Starring veteran filmmaker and award winner Sal Genoa, and he's the purveyor of the DSA, the king of drops, and the best producer in the biz, Khan. We are brought to you by ChechikArmy.com, AdamandEve.com, OnlyFans.com/Sal_Genoa. If you like what you hear, you're going to love what you can see by subscribing to our video format at PornDirectorPodcast.com for only $5 a month. You can follow the Porn Director Podcast on YouTube, Stitcher, and iTunes. Also, email Sal or Khan at PornDirectorPodcast.com. Let's talk porn. Khan, August is great in the industry. Work is abound. It's been awesome. Kind of tired today. I've been working my ass off. But August is always a great month. And then as the show gets closer, it starts to fizzle out because all the awards have to be in by September. So everyone's frantically doing their productions now. And I ran across this girl the other day, but I actually met her before. She doesn't remember me. I don't remember her. So that's kind of cool. Must have been either we don't care or we're just really busy that day. But anyway, super cool. And you know, Khan, immediately when they're bubbly and they're fun and they're cool, I'm like, please be on the show right away. The ones that flake or they're in the bathroom for 3 hours or, you know, that small percentage of the industry that's littered with those types, I ignore them. But anyway, don't forget AdamandEve.com. Simply put Sal in the promo code, pick one of their selected items. They have like, I don't know, 38,000 things to choose from, and you're going to get a free sex swing and free shipping. So I think this offer will be through the end of August. So get that and email Sal or Khan during the week and tell us if you got this offer, if you have the sex swing. Maybe we'll let you come on and
yeah, I want to know if any of the fans got the free sex swing.
And what they did with it, right? That'd be kind of cool.
They hung plants from it.
Exactly. Like 90% of the weight rooms in America. All right. So anyway, let's bring her on. Other than that, I'm still getting my phone fell into a pool on a shoot the other day. So I'm still trying to get all my social media up. So if you're killing it on the net for us, thanks. I didn't have a chance to look this week. But the best part of it is if you guys go out and you tweet at the girls that you want to be on the show, that helps us out tremendously. Khan, I locked in number 200. I told you.
I'm excited.
I want to kind of make it a surprise because if there's one person that should do our 200th episode, it's this particular person.
This he or she.
Could be either or.
Both.
Yeah, we don't discriminate here. Wow. In fact, I text you today. Anyway, that was too close right there. That was pretty cool. All right. But anyway, we have somebody locked in for number 200, I believe. Our guest tonight is what?
199.
Wow. Travis Pastrana.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know who Travis Pastrana is?
What?
I don't.
You ever see a guy on the motorcycle do the double backflip at the X Games?
I have to be honest and say no.
Okay.
I don't. All right, that sounds really cool, though.
we'll forgive you for now.
Okay.
But anyway, so tonight, fun, bubbly, awesome to be around. And already, Khan, when we get down to our specifics of the show and our specific games, I'm going to have to bow out of one of them because I already know. But
oh, you cheater.
What?
You cheater.
Anyway, we have a bunch of games we'll have you play tonight. So let's please welcome on. I know we're. But I kind of don't. She ignores me and I ignore her, but she's here tonight. Alex Lavelle is here.
Hi, guys. Thank you.
Must have been real busy that day I met you.
I guess. Well, actually, I was.
You was.
Busy. Yeah.
Were you busy getting fucked?
Well, a guy
no.
Failed, so we had to bring in a replacement. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who failed on you?
Okay, first of all, I'm not going to put that out there. He's actually one of my closest friends, but I will say this: I sucked D for like 2 hours, and happily, mind you, and I was a good sport about it. And then we had to bring in a new guy, and then I sucked his D and got fucked by him. So.
Yeah. I was there. actual audio from that day. Hey. That was a cool day. But I didn't realize that till the other day. But then she did 1,000 facials the other day. And
1,000 facials?
Well, that's the name of the title.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was pretty cool and good photos, I remember. trying to remember. It seems like so long ago. I can't remember. Right? Oh, here's the thing about Alex that I like is, you know, you usually start, you're still, she's facing you, right? And you're like, oh, nice boobs. And then she turns around and like, Jesus Christ. She hasn't asked Toucan. Maybe, just maybe, she'll show us if we're lucky enough. I don't know.
I'm Irish. I'm always lucky.
You guys want to see my ass right now or my tits right now?
No. Wow.
Which one?
Jesus Christ.
I need a little foreplay first,
oh,
if
okay.
you don't mind.
I have to build you up to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like a nice romantic dinner.
Oh.
Long walk on the beach.
I had the camera ready when she said that, too. That was
okay, do I have to cook the dinner or like where is this, you know?
Whatever you're good at. I could take you to Cha-Cha-Cha on Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do
no.
you?
You ever been there?
Well, I've been to the Santa Monica Pier.
But not Cha-Cha-Cha.
I mean, if I've been to Cha-Cha-Cha, I don't remember that I was
so
at
you don't remember
Cha-Cha-Cha.
Much. You forgot meeting me. You forgot.
Well, there's another Cha-Cha-Cha on Havenhurst? Havenhurst? Evil Mike in the house, everyone. Sitting behind me.
In the background.
We're testing him out. We haven't decided if we want to give him a mic yet. Sometimes he says some horrid things.
He's known for... Didn't he... wasn't he nominated for an award for that
it was
screeching halt we had that
yeah, best showstopper when he asked a girl if she ever had an abortion.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, well, that's why he doesn't have a mic right now.
Okay.
He's on topic.
We're warming him up. If he can hold... If he can remain...
He just went right for it.
Yeah, well, you know... That's why Khan didn't give him a mic yet, but he's on a 30-second probation, so maybe we'll give him one. Depends.
I'd lost my phone. I just found it.
If he starts firing questions out and you can't hear it, you're probably better off.
There's a mic.
What if I can hear it and I just be like, what are you saying back there?
Oh, yeah. Evil Mike,
grab
that mic there. I'm not going to turn you up yet, but in the case that we feel you're worthy of saying something, we're going to let you say something. Here, give me a test on that.
Oh, God. Here he comes.
Check.
All right. Now he's back down. I got him under control.
He didn't say anything.
All right. He's not going to ask you if you ever had an abortion. We're going to make sure of that.
Okay. That's cool.
Who was the girl that you asked that to?
Holy shit.
Do you remember who it was?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay. Oh.
He has memory like you, Alex.
I guess. Yeah.
We're all old here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so old. I'm pushing towards the MILF age.
Oh, please.
Well, in our industry, if you're 21, you're a MILF, right? Because
right.
in the past teen.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, I think if you want to be a MILF, you have to have fake tits and lip injections. Then they'll just like, oh, you're a MILF.
Those are the qualifications.
Yeah.
I know a girl
that was in the industry who's not really in the industry anymore. She was 19 years old, but she looked. We had her on the show. I'm not gonna tell you who it is.
I remember who it is.
She was 19 years old, and she looked like a 34-year-old transvestite.
Oh, geez, that's horrible.
You could not believe the amount of stuff she was injecting.
And not that we're against 34 trans, because we've...
Sad.
I'd rather have a 34-year-old transvestite than a 19-year-old, you know, like, injected...
I was going to say, it's not the fact that there are those people that exist, it's the fact that she wasn't. She's, like,
I'm
18
telling you,
or 19.
If... She was a 24-year-old transvestite. She was hot.
Okay.
But as a 19-year-old girl, not so much.
Okay.
Is that right, verbiage, Khan?
I guess I can kind of understand that.
Yeah.
Can we say that or we have to say? Remember that? We want to be correct here.
Trans.
But trans is short for transvestite.
Transvestite is the full thing. You just can't
transgender.
Say.
Transgender.
You can't say the one word that I'm not going to say, but
right.
I can maybe spell it. The T-R-A-N-N-Y.
Yeah, that one. That's the
new
word.
That's what you can't say.
It's so hard to be politically correct.
Well, we have to on the show. It's hard for us to, you know, like I'm dealing with non-binary people in shoots too, and you can't refer to them as anything.
Yeah.
They are very nice people.
Except their name, yeah.
You have to be respectful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jizzly, shot Jizzly. Pretty cool.
How are they doing?
Great.
Okay.
Ruckus. Awesome.
All right.
Anyway. All right. Should we go deep?
Back to Alex. All right. Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm actually born and raised in Southern California.
Okay. What part?
Inland Empire.
The IE in
yep.
the house.
909, son.
Yep. 909 originally turned to 951.
Oh, that's how old I am.
I was originally from all over towns in like Riverside County, but never actually in the city of Riverside, just the outlying.
Norco.
Not Norco.
No, like
Menifee, Hemet, Lake Elsinore, Temecula.
Diamond Drive.
Hemet, were you hanging out with the Scientologists?
Unfortunately, yeah. since, yeah, for a long time I was in Hemet, unfortunately.
Wow, that's fascinating.
No offense to the people who love it, but I don't know very many who do. Well,
let me ask you, as a resident of Hemet, how does everyone feel about the Scientologists there? Do you even see them or anything?
No, you don't see them. It's just like anyone else when I don't know if you've ever driven by as an out-of-towner, but it's just a building and a gate and trees, and you wonder. And you
but
have
it's
all these
a lot
theories,
greener than everything else around.
I mean, I guess I never really thought that much into it. I guess, yeah. I just drove past because, I mean, I've heard stories. I've heard that they'll like pull guns on you, like if you're just like get too close to the gate. Then like I don't know how accurate that is because I've never tried it out. Yeah. But
should we do that? Should we do a field trip?
You want to see how long before you take a gun out on us?
Yeah, seems kind of sketchy. And then there's the Native Americans as well over there. They're what is that called?
They're more than likely reservation.
The reservation, yeah, I couldn't think of that.
They're more likely to pull a gun out on you.
They really will. That's a real thing. Like, yeah, if you go on their land, they're like.
I was playing on a rave once, on a reservation, and they told me like, oh, the artist parking lot is down this road, and like I went and turned down this road, and I was met by like five people with shotguns, and they were like, no, you're not in the right place. Turn around and don't ever come back. And I was like, you got it.
Sure. Wow. Thing.
All right. So you grew up in the meth capital of Southern California.
Not fully in Hemet. I mean, I lived in nicer places too. Like, it was like a hop around kind of. I lived in Menifee first, then Hemet. Yeah, but nice. Temecula too.
Temecula is nice.
Unfortunately, I also lived in Lake Elsinore, which was actually the
just
area.
Just north of Temecula.
The area was worse that I was in Lake Elsinore than the one
Wait
in Hemet.
Wait a second. She lived in Lake Elsinore,
yeah,
which is like the Southern California dirt bike capital Southern California.
Guys,
and she
fair.
Doesn't know what 199 is.
That's true.
She does not
you
know.
You guys, that's not fair. First of all, I was like 5.
Okay.
And I left Lake Elsinore and never took a look back after that. Okay. So
I used to go there every week to train athletes.
Yeah, you go out there. You can go skydiving. Yeah. You can ride dirt bikes. You can cook meth.
Okay. All the professional manufacturers have their test tracks along the 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually fun, like, because they're one right after the other.
Yeah, exactly.
You go hot air ballooning out there.
Hot air ballooning sounds
in
fun.
Lake Paris.
I've never done it, but I would do it.
No, it's at Temecula.
In Temecula, yeah, by the wine country.
What's in Paris? Because
I lived there, too.
Paris has ballooning, too, across from Lake Elsinore on the right.
That's
side.
True. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Lake Paris has ballooning, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're growing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you, what town would you say you grew up in, like,
honestly, it's literally 50-50 with Menifee and Hemet.
That's okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like half of my up until I think I was like 12, maybe 12 or 13, I lived in Menifee.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there till I was 18, Hemet.
So how, like, when you had to leave your school and go over to Hemet, was it like heart-wrenching, like, I'm leaving all my friends, goodbye?
Not really, because I was super nerdy and picked on in grade school.
Yeah.
So this was before I had tits and an ass.
Okay.
And I was at back then, this was before like Menifee was all developed up to what it is now. I kid you not, and I'm not even that dark skinned. I'm half Italian, half Mexican. I go after my mom's looks in Italian, but I was probably one of the dark
mia, that's a spicy meatball.
I was probably one of the darker students at the school. Back then it was like everyone was like blonde hair, blue eyes, and so I was this little raggedy, you know, girl with dark hair, dark eyes, coming from Lake Elsinore in the ghetto, and
nice.
So I was pretty picked on.
That was a hard transition, huh?
I was super happy, super happy to go to Hemet, but I didn't know what I was going to. So, in all fairness.
Okay, so were you a particularly sexual person growing up?
Actually, no.
Not.
I didn't even lose my virginity until I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Which is rare in my generation. It's rare.
Was it for lack of want?
Honestly, it wasn't that. I just didn't. I think I was more scared of sex than I was, like, if I'm going to be real, I was like terrified of it. I was like, I didn't want to do anything wrong or be like, look stupid was my thing. And so I remember telling my mom when I was like 16, which is a weird thing to tell your mom, but I told her, I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to have sex. Like, I don't see how I'm going to get past this like point of terror. And, I lost my virginity to my first love at 18, spent 3 years with him, and thought sex was overrated with him because it was just really bad sex. And then I kind of went through my slutty phase after that when I was like 21, I think.
Okay, so normally the way it goes is like a girl isn't sexual until she meets that one guy that turns her out. Who was the one guy that turned you out?
Honestly, again, it was after my first boyfriend. Well, I will say this, though. I was always horny. Like, I masturbated a lot. I actually watched porn.
At what age?
Started at 16. And I had vibrators, and I would masturbate, especially when I was in that three-year relationship, because I was always horny and not getting good sex. So he'd be gone at work, and I would masturbate a whole bunch all day. That's what I'd do. And I'd watch porn. And then, like,
what kind of porn were you watching?
My favorite porn is, honestly, so bad to say, but like, not okay, like rape, but not like rape, not like, I don't condone rape at all. It's a horrible thing. It's bad, but like more of like dominate, like the guy dominating and being forceful with the girl, that turns me on in my personal life. So like the thought of that, like seeing a girl get manhandled is kind of like a turn on to me, but not like, I don't like abuse or anything. Nothing like crazy.
All women want to be raped.
Did you do that thing in Oregon yet? Did you go up there and do that one?
In Oregon?
Yeah. Did they send you up there yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't been up there.
You'll probably like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I know there's one up there that they do like fake
death things.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm into it that much. That's what I'm saying. I'm not so much into that aspect of it as I am into like, just being like, oh, like, yeah, like I could do what I want with you because I'm a man and I'm stronger. Like it's the mental stimulation I get out of being manhandled versus like, I don't want to be.
You like being dominated.
Yeah.
It's dominating.
But not on a necessarily super physical level, because I don't want to get smacked in the face or anything.
Even when you were 16 years old, that's the type of stuff you're looking at?
When I was 16 years old, I think I started out, if I really want to be honest, I started out on like the feature parody type things, you know, like the pirates and the aliens and the, because, you know, like the girls, whatever.
Pretty and it's
I
nice
like,
sex.
Yeah, you're just so like, that's all. Like, I could literally watch a girl scene and just be like, when I was 16. And like, now I'm like, oh, girl.
I'm with you with that.
It's like rare. Occasionally, it's like if they're doing some serious scissoring and you could see the lust in their eyes, maybe I can get into it. But it's very hard for me to get into a girl scene.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you. So you lose your virginity at 18. Sex pretty much sucks. And you're like, whatever, it's overrated. Yeah. I'm just going to fucking use my toys.
Pretty much, yeah.
But then you meet a guy and he turns you out.
That guy.
Was he just a dominant dude and like held you down and had his way with you? And was like, you dirty fucking girl, take this cock, you fucking whore.
No, it wasn't that crazy yet. It didn't start out like that.
You but little he was naughty girl, come sit on daddy's lap.
No, it wasn't like that either. That's creepy.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, I'm just trying.
Well, let me tell you. So it was more like he didn't. Sorry. Are you really playing this music?
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
He just made me feel more confident in myself. He did allow me to get on top of him, and he didn't make me feel like bad about myself, which my ex kind of would. So there was that factor. It was very like, for once I could feel like comfortable in my own skin. He just made me, by smiling and making facial expressions and being like, it's okay, you're really good, complimenting. Like, that's something I had never experienced. I had just gotten negativity before that. And then once I had that, and I was like, yeah, this is fun, you know? And then like, I had my first orgasms through sex with him. And
because you were on top?
Not just because I was on top, but just because that was just the start of it. It was the first time I had sex with that guy. I had sex with him like 4 times. And I freaking fell in lust with him right away. But it was just that experience. And I mean, he is the typical guy that I was physically attracted to, which I didn't really get from my ex either. Mm. My ex, it was more of like an emotional connection we had, and we were best friends, and it just didn't go anywhere. So that was my first time really being like, I really like sex. Sex is not overrated. This is fucking amazing.
You're
it's
like,
just,
oh, now I gets it.
Just the wrong guy.
And then you went on a rampage.
Sorry about all my coffee.
Do you want some water? You want me to get you some water?
I have water. I don't know why I'm coughing so much. I went on a sex escapades.
How many dudes did you blow through and how long?
In all honesty, I don't remember how many. It was through a year. It was a period of a year. And I could honestly say it was somewhere between like, probably like 20 to 25 dudes. So, wow, which nice. For normal, for porn, not so nothing. Crazy. Yeah. But for real life girl, you know, that was pretty intense. I realized I was being very promiscuous.
Now, were you looking for something specific, or were you looking for love? Were you looking for lust? Were you looking for orgasms?
I think part of it was trying to feel, I'm going to be honest, like I was partly filling the emotional void that I didn't have anymore after I just had that for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't necessarily that I was looking for a boyfriend, but it's almost like rebound mind where you like, you start to see the awesomeness in the people like, but right away, but really it's just, you're so like horny and you're so want that person next to you.
And you're on the prowl.
That, yeah. And then like you realize really quickly after like a couple times, maybe if that sleeping with them, that you're like, oh, okay. Like this person is no,
this guy's a douche.
And then, so that was my mindset for like a year. And then I finally was like, this is kind of sketch how I'm doing this. Like, I'm just going to like not have sex. And believe it or not, I didn't have sex for like a whole year after that at all. Like, it went a whole year after that, after my super slutty phase and not having sex.
That's terrible.
I mean, but I went back to masturbating a lot. And I was actually an active member of my church. Mm. And I was working in the nursery. I was a custodian. I worked there full time. And I pretty much literally took like a month in between. I quit my church job and then I started porn the next month. And I lasted at my church for 3 years working there and being active there, and
so
then switched to porn.
What happens one day? You're on Craigslist or Model Mayhem? What goes on?
Well, what happened was I had friends, I won't say their names, but I had them, I was friends with them from childhood, and they ended up getting into the industry.
Why can't you say their names?
It's just better that I don't say.
Aren't they already in the industry?
Nope, not anymore.
Okay.
The one is a female, and I've known her since my freshman year of high school, and I met her. I went to school with her all through grade school, middle school too, but I never knew her really until high school.
Okay. I could figure it out. I've done enough model releases to see Hammett on there. I might know. I'll tell you after. I think.
Yeah, but there's something in the water out there. There's been like a handful of people.
Yeah,
that
I know someone. I'll tell you after when
I
it's
know
done.
At least three that from Hemet.
Well, so do I. Well, I know all right,
here.
Two.
You drink some more water. Get your throat cleared.
I know. I don't know why.
I'm
going
to tell
that.
Everyone to go see Alex Lovell at X Alex Lovell X Instagram X Alex Lovell X Snapchat X Alex Lovell X. OnlyFans.com.
It's Lovell.
It's Lovell.
Oh, shit. I fucked up. I even
it's
cleared that
Lovell.
With you before, right?
Lovell.
I keep wanting to go with the astronaut. Do you know who the astronaut is?
Nope, I don't. You but never, you apparently saw their name is Lovell.
Lovell. But they, you never saw Apollo 13?
I probably did. Yeah, actually. I think I did. I don't
That's
remember.
That's the name right of the well. Captain on the Apollo 13 okay. mission. Now I can't think of his first name. It's not Alex, though. I'll tell you that much. All right. We'll do it again. At X Alex Lovell X. That's A-L-I-X. That's how you spell Alex. Instagram, X Alex Lovell X. Snapchat, X Alex Lovell X Lovell. I did it again. Lovell. This is so people remember.
Yeah.
And then uh-huh. OnlyFans is the exact same thing.
So pretty much all my social media is X Alex Lovell X.
Oh, it's yeah. not Lovell?
Not Lovell.
Jim Lovell? What was his name? What was the Apollo 13? Oh, God, I'm going to have to look it up now. It's bothering me.
You know, I had a band called Lovell at one point in my life. That's kind of funny.
Ask Alexa. And Alexa,
yeah.
So, yeah. I don't remember what the last name
Alexa, who is the captain on Apollo 13? This is not Alexa. This is Siri. Apollo 13. Oh, I don't want the movie. Hey Siri, who was the captain of Apollo 13?
Hope this is the butter flavoring to your popcorn.
Wow. I think it was Jim Lovell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Jim Lovell. It's spelled the exact same way. You can't get mad at me now.
I'm not mad at you because people are going to remember my name now. So
yeah.
Thank you.
And they're
going to
look at the astronaut and be
so Jim Lovell, not Lovell, was the character Tom Hanks played in Apollo 13.
And you know what about Tom Hanks? Same birthday as me.
Sweet.
Tom Hanks is awesome.
His son
is
an awesome rapper.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't necessarily call it awesome, but wow, I guess he's cool. Okay.
I didn't even know he had a son.
Yeah, he was on like season 4 of Dexter.
Oh, I love Dexter. I watched all of Dexter. Like, sure.
Okay, so you watched all of the episodes?
Yeah, binge watched.
Do you remember the one with Edward James Olmos? You're not going to know who that is, are you? Mm-mm. Edward James Olmos was the Latin guy who was super serious about church, and he had his little underling doing all this stuff.
Nope, don't remember.
Remember the guys that lived in the abandoned church? The two bad guys lived in the abandoned church.
I don't remember.
All right. Don't worry about it.
It was years ago that I watched it. I binge watched it too. So.
Okay. That's okay. I forgive you.
Okay.
Anyway, so how does a girl who's in with God get in with porn?
Well, I don't consider myself super religious, for one thing. I lead a pretty liberal lifestyle.
But when you were at church, were you still a really liberal person?
I would say overall I was. Like, I was not afraid of being. I've always been very direct and honest too. Out of respect for other people, I wouldn't go to church and like talk about, hey, I just got done masturbating at home to, you know, whatever. I wouldn't do that. But I mean, like, I wasn't embarrassed.
What denomination of church?
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal. Wow. You can't masturbate if you're Pentecostal.
Yes, I can, because I did.
Okay.
Although I was never really Pentecostal, let's be honest.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was looking for.
I'm a Christian. I believe in...
You cut your hair, too. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Whatever, I believe in a creator, and I call him God. I believe I'm a Christian, but I'm non-denominational.
You said him. So how do you know he's a him?
He could be a her, but I mean, I'm just used to calling him a him, so that's why I say it that way. I'm very open-minded to the fact that, like, no matter what I believe in, I could be wrong. I'm open-minded, and I'm objective, so... Mm. Even though I have faith, which is purely based on my own, you know, personal belief, like, just because.
So you say you're Christian, though. I mean, does that mean you follow the rules of the Bible?
No, I'm not religious. Therefore, Christianity is basically believing in God, and then it's believing in Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Mm-hmm. So that's the basic gist of what a Christian is, non-denominationally. I don't go into, like, I don't know necessarily whether the Bible is or isn't true or what parts are or aren't true. And I don't try to obsess on that too much, because I feel like that's the part.
It's a waste of thought, right?
No one's going to know, for real. And all it does is tear people apart. I mean, think about how many denominations there are. There's like, there's thousands of denominations in Christianity alone. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, it's just a waste of our time and energy, and all it does is create spaces between everyone who, you know, could be sitting there like loving each other or, you know, breeding positive vibes. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm non-judgmental 100%. I've had brothers that are full on atheist, and I'm very open-minded to the fact that I could be wrong about all of it, but at the end of the day, it's what I believe in. And
but does it really matter if you're wrong about it?
No, I mean, if it matters, then I guess I'll know. I guess my maker will tell me. It matters that you did this or didn't do that, or that you believed in this or did. I mean,
do you think
I don't
your
know.
Maker is making judgments on you?
I don't. I think that if I compare, which I compare my God to the way I look at a healthy parent raising a child. So at the end of the day, when your kids, from the time you're born to the time they're 18, even beyond that, are going to make choices, and some of them are going to be mistakes, and a parent doesn't like, oh, you're damned to hell, I disown you because you did this thing. No, and even if they keep doing the thing over and over and over again, parents always love and they always forgive. So that's how I believe my God is. And also, I want to add that I don't think that I'm sinning. I feel very good about what I do, because I feel like I'm doing what I love to do and what makes me happy on this earth. It's impossible to be this perfect, shining thing. Like, we're not in heaven, we're on earth. So I think that's the whole entire point about Jesus dying on the cross.
Didn't Belinda Carlisle say heaven was a place on earth?
No, she doesn't know who Belinda Carlisle is.
I know the song. Isn't it a song?
Yeah, she said that, didn't she?
Ooh, baby, don't you know what's right?
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. Yeah, right. I know the song.
I think I got my first French kiss during that song, and I did it all wrong. And the girl went around telling everyone that I kissed like a goat. I was scarred. I still am.
Well, how does she know what a goat kisses like?
That's my point. That's what I told. I was like, well, how does she know? And everyone's like, oh, you're the goat kisser.
Wow.
It's terrible. I had a horrible upbringing.
On the goat kisser.
Yeah. That was terrible. This is terrible. But it wasn't until I started dating the sluttiest girl in school that she was like, we're going to teach you how to kiss. And she's like, kiss.
So was it like one of those kisses where it was like slobber all the way around and like your tongue's like dropping out of the mouth?
I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah. Like, just like no one ever gave me any pointers or anything. It was just like, I was just like, ah.
Yeah. That does sound
And then
freaky.
She went and told everyone the next day.
Oh,
that Khan kisses like a goat. And then I thought I'd be smart and be like, well, how does she know what a goat kiss like? And it didn't work. Like I was the goat kisser.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm sorry you went through that.
If you look at his Facebook, it says the goat kisser.
Oh, God.
That's my moniker there. All right. So you knew people in the industry and you were like, hey, so tell me what's up. You start web searching them and stuff.
No, like I said, I grew up with her. She was my best friend in high school, and she actually got in when we were both 18. We're both now 26. She got in when we were 18. I didn't know about it because I actually lost touch with her after we left high school, and I got in my relationship. She got in hers, and like 2 years later, I think she was like 20. She contacted me on Facebook and was like, let's hang out. And we reconnected. And ever since then, she's still my best friend. We see each other when we can. But she had gotten out of the industry at that point already. So she was still doing like she was doing like webcamming and stuff. Uh-huh. So she let me know and she's like, oh, I work from home and da 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 da. And I'm sitting there thinking like, what do you do? Like, and then she finally just tells me, I was in porn.
Yeah. And then you went home and web searched her?
No, I did not, because I didn't know what to think. At first, I was, even though I was always open-minded towards porn because I watched it and I never was like, oh, it's a horrible thing. I also never like really had an opinion beyond that, beyond like, oh, I'm masturbating and watch it. Okay, off. Like, it was never really more than that. So this was the first time I had to sit and be like, how do I feel about this? And then I was like, oh, well, I mean, you're still you. You're awesome. You're friendly. You're nice to me. As long as you treat me cool. Like, I really don't care what you do.
Yeah.
And then I was still in that relationship mode, too. So I was very in. Like, at this point, you got to think, I'd only had sex with one person at this point. And I wasn't super sexual. Like, I'm going to own it. I was boring when I first started having sex, too. Like, I had to work to get to where I'm at now. So it was a whole different mindset. But I didn't judge her. I didn't at all. I was like, I like porn. I watch it. So, hey, cool for you. And if anything, she didn't like it. That's why she didn't last even. I don't even think she lasted a year and started doing webcamming. But at the end of the day, it was like, you're my best friend and that's all that matters. And the years went on and I didn't even get into porn myself until I was 24. So it was always like in the back of my mind that I had opportunity because I knew people who were in it and
you're
I
like,
would know where to go.
It's there. It's there. Right?
But like I never, you know, they were always kind of like, oh, you should do it. You should do it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah, I'm 19, 20. I'm not ready to do that.
So what finally clicks in your head that goes, all right, I'm ready to make this step?
I think after that relationship I was in, my slutty phase and then going to church, I went through a whole bunch of stuff and developed like who I am as a person. And I just stayed single for so long. I've now actually been single for 6 years and I just focused on me and learning about myself, not just sexuality, but everything about myself. By the time I was 24, I was like, I'm confident. I know who I am. I know what I want. I know what I like. I know what I don't like in every way. And so, or at least definitely sexually. So I was like, I think I can try this out now. And
how many people are in your rotation though? You said you're single, but how many people, if you wanted sex tonight, could you call on your phone?
How many people tonight could I call?
Yeah.
If I
no,
wanted
not
to?
Who
probably
you could
like every
call.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not who you could call, but how many guys are you willing to call right now?
Honestly,
You had a go-to?
I do. Nice. I won't lie. I do because I'm very, I've always said this and it's kind of true. Other than my slutty phase, I'm not really a slut. I like sex a lot, but I'm very picky in particular about who I'm doing it with. And when I'm doing it, I'm freaky and I'm enjoying it, but I'm like, you know, to actually go out on my own, especially because I get a lot of sexual gratification out of doing my scenes. I have an enjoyable time on set. Sal can vouch for that.
Good times. Good times.
I get a lot of sexual pleasure from doing my scenes, and I do trade scenes too. So even when I'm not getting booked, I'm constantly having sex. And
what are you doing with all these content scenes? Where can people see them?
Well, right now I'm mainly on OnlyFans, so you can see the clips and stuff like that on there. But I'm working up to open up mini vids and a clips for sale, and inevitably my own website probably. So I'm possibly considering some other things, but not for sure. I definitely have enough content to where those things should go up in probably no less than like a month, I'm assuming. So.
Cool.
I'm
so everyone should go follow you.
Go follow my social media, my Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat. I'll be promoting.
Alex Lavelle. X.
Yep, correct.
Just remember, it's the same last name as the guy from Apollo 13.
It's spelled the same, yes.
Yeah.
Love, double L at the end.
Yes.
So.
Go visit her. Okay, so you're like, I'm ready to do this. So you tell your friend, hey, I think I want to go. And she says, all right, you got to get an agent.
Well, what's funny about it is she wasn't even the one who ended up helping me. It was her cousin who also was in. And that person was in years before. And that person was telling me, yeah, you need to get an agent. And then I didn't like that person, really. I really didn't like that person. So he ended up giving me contacts to another person. And so in the end, my friends weren't even really the ones that like
steered you in.
Yeah, it was this other person that they gave me the contact to, and I ended up gravitating towards that person more. And I was like, okay, you know. And he's like, well, you have to do this, you have to do that. And
What is this and what is that?
Well, you need an agent.
Okay.
Well, the person didn't really believe in me either. I will say that he was kind of like, you know, like this will just be something for money because you need to get up on your feet. You know, my parents had kicked me out, and I went from going to college full time and working part time to.
Why did your parents kick you out?
Because my mom's a psycho.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much as simple as that.
All right.
So she kicked me out over, I don't even remember what it was over, because it was like that. She's kicked.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
She's kicked me out like four times. So that's great little sound effects you have there.
I was waiting for that one. I knew it was coming.
But anyways, so I was like, okay, I gotta do something to take care of myself. And so I won't lie, initially my very first time doing it was from the person saying, you should just do this because you get money, you'll get on your feet. Okay, so I went and did it. And,
okay, wait. But how? So did you get an agent?
No. Well, no. Yeah, I did. I did, actually. Originally, I went through and I contacted every single agency that he gave me, which was at least like seven, I'd say. And I emailed, I called in, and finally one got back to me.
Okay.
And again, I won't say who, due to the fact that I'm not a huge fan of this person.
Okay. East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast.
Okay.
So anyways, this person.
American or different denomination?
I'll tell you later.
Male or
It'll
female?
It'll be our little secret.
Male or female?
I can say that. It's male.
Male. Okay.
Yeah. So not my favorite person in the world. Stole money from me for my very first scene.
So they're like, I can get you a gig.
Yeah.
You send in pictures.
I sent in pictures on the email, and then he was like, okay, we'll come in and get your new photos done with us. And he instantly was like, you need to lose weight. Like, they won't want to shoot you if you don't lose weight, blah, blah, blah. And so then he booked me right away, which for
who did he book you with?
Net Video Girls.
Oh,
so both my first two scenes were with them. And
yeah.
Because
they're super amateur. They do amateur girls.
Anthony is his name, and he'll shoot pretty much anyone, and he's awesome. And I like him a lot. And he actually brought me back the next year to do like a girl attack the new girl type of a thing.
Oh, nice.
So I really like him. And it was a good experience. It was a great experience because my first day on set.
So he's like, you need to be here tomorrow morning. You get your email with your call time and everything. What's going through your head?
Nothing really. I mean, just like, cool. Like, I get to go. I mean, I really wasn't anxious.
Were
or
you
nervous
horny or?
Honestly, at that moment when I'm getting my information and stuff, I don't really know what to expect. So I'm not going to lie. I wasn't really horny in that moment.
Right.
I wasn't like anxious or nervous. But
you're driving to set. What's going through your head?
What was going through my head was just all the usual questions. I wonder how it's going to be. I wonder how the director's going to be. I wonder how the male talent's going to be. I wonder what they're going to make me. You know, how do I look at the camera and stuff? Like, that's all the questions that was running through my mind, because I'm a little bit OCD and perfectionist, and I want to make sure I'm doing like my best job.
Right.
So I was super, if anything, more worried or anxious about that. And so I showed up on set, and I was incredibly anxious when he said, you have about 30 minutes of dialogue.
Whoa.
And there's no script and you have to improvise, but you have to give this emotion and basically in a few minutes of just telling me the kinds of things you wanted, then we had to just shoot it. And I'm like, I've never acted a day in my life.
Okay.
I was like, I didn't come here to act. I came here to have sex on camera. And I was like, so what do you mean? Act?
Everyone thinks that that's all it is. You show up on set and you fuck, right?
Yeah. I was like, that's easy. I could do that. I'm comfortable being naked. I like having sex. I don't think it's a bad thing. So why not? And here I am having to act. And oh gosh, I was terrified. I almost had an anxiety attack when the camera was first on me in my face. But I kept it together and I did very well, actually. And by the end of it, he was like, you're amazing.
Who was the male talent?
Danny Mountain.
Oh, oh. Nice.
Yeah. That was
did
a
he fart?
Day. No.
He always farts in front of girls.
He never, you know, he did not, he didn't yeah. do that. Don't ruin my little fantasy okay, of him. Right. I really like him. but I did everything. I killed it. I did great. For as best as you can do for a new girl, I should say. But by the end of the scene, I was like, oh my God, I love this. Like I could do this forever. I love this. Like, not just because I'm getting the sexual pleasure out of it. I get to meet cool people.
Yes,
I, you know,
yes. Oh
like,
God, yes.
I get to do everything I want to do. And then I ended up figuring out that first time that there's an art aspect to it, at least to, for me. I've always been into a lot of different forms of art. And so I had that same feeling I would get, like, after I finished, I wanted to go back and see the product and see it all finished. And, like, I wanted to see what I did right, what I did wrong, how I could improve.
You
and
wanted
I was
to study,
like,
right?
Yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I actually am finding meaning out of this as well without it having to be, like, I'm in love with the person. And that was fucking awesome.
Nice.
So at that point, I was like, it would be great to win awards. It'd be great to have a lot of money. It would be great to have a lot of fans. But at that point, I was like, those are not my main motivation, though. I genuinely find artistic meaning out of it. And so it's really cool. That's why I like shooting my own stuff, too.
Nice. And so you were like, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Now,
I'm in for
what do you think's your best scene you've ever done?
Ooh, that's debatable. I'm not kidding when I say I give my all through for all my scenes. Mm-hmm. Well, I will say that Mile High one was pretty cool. It was pretty good. But I've done a few other things. I really give a good BJ scene. Like, I know I've been told I've been top seller on two different BJ sites before.
Nice. Which two?
One of them was POV BJ, the Miles Long one. I don't know. POV BJ, something like that. And the other one was Jesse Lowe's Monster Facials or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So those are my top two. And I've probably been booked in as many BJ stuff as I have been boy-girl stuff, in all honesty. Nice. So it's probably my favorite. Performing oral in general on women or men is my most enjoyable thing, just on a personal level to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can say I have one favorite scene. I think there might be like a small handful that are like equally as like, I feel like I did just kill that scene, you know, like.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So you've been in the industry now like 2 years?
Almost 2 years. In October, it'll officially be 2 years.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's on your agenda that you want to do you haven't done yet?
You mean as far as like what type of scenes?
Yeah.
Oh, inevitably, I wouldn't mind doing a lot of stuff that I haven't done. I would like to do, I don't like to refer to it as this, but it's called interracial in porn, but mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that. But
you
regardless, I'm going to inevitably do that on camera, and I have already done it plenty of times off.
Good for you.
And anal, of course. I've done also off camera.
Are you into anal?
I'm into anal. I've like done it off camera.
Can you have ass-gasms?
Plenty of times. Actually, I can.
Nice.
I can and I do, and they're great, and I oftentimes will leave like a puddle behind.
Nice.
So
that's great. I'm glad to hear this.
I'm yeah, it's gonna be good. My future, I feel good about my future.
How do you feel about shitting cum?
About what?
Shitting cum.
Shitting cum?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you mean? I'm so.
So if someone gives you an anal cream pie,
yeah,
you're eventually gonna shit it out, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
How do you feel about shitting cum?
I feel fine about it. I feel good about it. Right. I mean, I feel as long as there's not actual shit in it. I mean,
no. Do you do DPs?
So just come.
DPs in private life? No.
I actually haven't done DP.
Oh, the night's still young.
In private life.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We have a game.
Okay.
It's called The Map.
Okay.
Okay. You ever play F, Marry, Kill?
No.
You've never played F, Marry, Kill?
No.
Never in your life. Where someone gives you three people and you have to fuck one, marry one, and kill one.
Oh, I've heard that game being played. Yeah. Yes.
F, marry, kill.
Okay.
So, but what we do here at the Porn Director Podcast, porndirectorpodcast.com, is we call something called map.
Okay.
There's three men in the room.
Oh, God.
And you're going to map them out. Now, what's the map? How do you spell map? M-A-P, right?
Yeah.
Mouth, ass, pussy.
Okay.
So we're going to map you out.
Okay.
You have to choose out of the three men in this room, who goes where? What orifice gets assigned to who?
Oh, geez.
I'm Con. Hi.
Hi.
That's Sal.
Yeah, I know.
And that's
Evil
Mike.
You remember?
Yeah, I did.
That's Evil Mike.
Evil Mike.
That's
okay.
Evil Mike.
Okay. And you're Con?
I'm Con.
These are some interesting
like
names,
a con man.
Actually, when I really think about it.
It's actually my idea.
Okay, so.
Whoa.
Damn it. Okay. Here's the problem, though. I've never experienced any of your guys' tongues anywhere. So how can this? It's just like a roll of the dice.
Who's saying anything about tongues?
Or mouths, either. Or any of it. I've never experienced any of you guys anywhere in any of my holes.
It's called a hypothetical.
It's more of like I'm just rolling the dice, but okay.
Exactly. That's fine.
Okay.
You got to gamble sometimes, right?
Okay.
Got to go big or go home.
Okay.
All right. So make your assignments. Mouth. Who's in your mouth? Who's in your ass? And who's in your pussy?
Damn it.
Why do you keep looking at my crotch?
I'm trying to decide where, like, because it's not really fair. This is like just guessing. It's not even really fair. Is that your cock all the way down?
Evil Mike will show you his cock.
Do you want to show me your cock,
Can I turn
Mike?
Away?
You guys can turn away. You can show me your cock.
They've seen it.
You can show them, too, if you want, but
I've seen it.
I'll see it.
I don't need to turn around to see it.
I'm avoiding this, you know. I don't know. Shoot. Okay. So mouth, ass, and pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At the same time.
Probably.
No, don't point. You have to say the name because this is radio.
Probably mouth for Sal.
Yeah, doggy dog. I've seen it. That's pretty cool.
And that's what she does the best. So.
Yep.
She's taking favorites already.
Well, she's not. we're homies.
I guess. Where do I want you?
Yeah.
Where do I want you? What the fuck? I think I want you in
well,
my ass.
You can't say you. You have to.
Oh yeah, Con.
Con. Where?
In my ass.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So that leaves Evil Mike to my pussy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, I think we all got what we wanted here. So
yeah.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Sweet.
Nice. Did I guess
don't
accurately?
Stop turning your mic off. I'll just.
Okay, keep me up then.
You're killing me.
Shit.
I see why he don't have no mic now.
No, it's the abortion comment. Yeah. But anyway.
All right. So and it's gonna be triple cream pies. So.
I like that.
All right, it's on.
Cream pies are my favorite. Getting filled up with all my holes with cum is like my fantasy, but by one guy. Like all him just
well,
like covering me and filling me in holes. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm only good for like two pops. Then I need like a week. No.
I mean, I guess if the guys are jacking off and I don't have to do work, because this is the thing, I'm lazy, so I don't want to have to deal with like too many at one time. Like,
you're not
going to
be very good
two,
with a gangbang then.
I know. I know.
Well, should we do our map game and how long should we do our map game in? Like a couple hours?
Oh, like when are we going to do it?
Yeah, like how long should we give her for our map game?
Oh,
like,
for us?
Like a day or like 2 hours? What do you think? Like a breakfast, I take her to breakfast, I nut in her mouth. You pick her up for lunch. Nut in her ass, and then Evil Mike picks her up for dinner.
I'm just a cum slut. I just like cum, and I like it, especially deep inside my pussy, but deep inside all my holes is nice, like all over my tits, my ass.
You don't have to pay for a meal that day at all. We'll take care of it.
That would be the genuine.
What's your
I love feeling the cum in my ass.
Yep.
I love feeling cum in my mouth and swallowing it.
We gotta have her back.
I love feeling cum in my pussy.
In my pussy.
I love cum on my face.
She's fucking awesome. We need to have her back.
Oh, all right,
our second game is.
All right, which one of the second games are we going to?
Our second game is, and I have a list here. This one has its own theme song.
Oh, shit. I have to find it. There it is. All right, should we play it? Or
yes.
All right.
Here is what it is, then I'll tell you what the game is.
See if she can hear what it is.
Slapjack?
lips or no lips, lips, no lips, when that pretty pink pussy gets shown. Lips or no lips, lips, no lips, does she have like labia?
It's called,
oh,
do you know
shit.
What it's called? Lips or no lips?
Lips or no lips.
Right. Okay. Now, you might say, well, I have pretty good lips, but that's not the lips we're talking about. We're talking about some others. Okay, I can't play the game because I already know. But
all right.
Evil Mike and Con will participate.
I don't even think Evil Mike knows how to play this game.
We're going
to
explain it to him.
Yeah, I've never played this one before.
Holy dear, Mike.
Lips or no lips is basically, do you have prominent labia as far as minor? And there's minor and majora labia lips, right? So do you have a pussy that looks like a hamburger, or do you have external lips? Don't answer.
Okay.
Don't answer.
And these guys have to guess. Now, you might be like, well, how the hell do they know? And that's the beauty of the whole thing. We have to guess. Mm. And you'll see Khan. So, he'll be up and booming up and down your body,
like
looking
puffy or roast beef.
No. So here's the way we determine things.
Okay.
Is we just have you stand.
Okay.
Not yet.
And, well, we have you disrobe, and we have you stand, feet shoulder length apart. You're not doing anything special, but we're going to look down there. And if the labia minora protrude out of the labia majora, then we say you have lips.
But okay. She could have labia majora that's big too, though, in a sense.
And I know it could be, but it could still be hidden, and it could be in the Pac-Man. I know what you're saying.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna go.
So we have
Andy,
to. We look both sides. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me see. Let me get a good. So what I need you to write down, Thomas, is you're going to make
Mike.
A guess. Oh, did I? Evil Mike. You're gonna guess. You're gonna look her up and down, and you haven't seen her naked yet, have you?
No, not yet. No.
You didn't go on her Twitter.
No, I don't even have Twitter.
Okay. And you're going to write down if you think she has lips or no lips. And you're going to write it down and not say anything. So I am going to write down what my thought is. And when we say no lips, it doesn't mean you don't have lips. It just means that they hang out.
Okay.
Do your labia hang out?
Wait, do I get to look at her right now?
No, you can look at her clothed.
Okay.
Then we're going to ask her to disrobe, and we're going to see if we
can. There's no clues over here, though.
No, well, that's the part of the game.
Okay. So I just got to guess.
It's like
gotcha.
A second ago.
Some people look at belly buttons. Some people
I can't
look
even see her belly button.
At mouths.
Oh, she's got an innie.
Some people look at, you know, armpits. Like some people look at the way they walk or they talk.
Yeah.
You know?
I've guessed on walking alone.
Yeah.
So. Interesting.
No, I haven't. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I don't know. Sometimes I think it's in the face, but it's not. Just saying. That's how I judge. But I'm out of this game because I already know.
You already know.
Yeah.
All right. Have you written down your answer, Evil Mike?
I have.
Well, why is his mic always hot?
Because
right. Super loud. Okay. All right. Would you like me to play you some stripper music? Or not stripper music, but stripping music. So what we need you to do is we need you to stand up and then stand with a nice, easy, you know, shoulder length apart. You don't need to arch. You don't need to. You can leave it on. It's fine. You can.
Oh, damn. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah.
That's good times.
All right.
Lips on.
You can actually pull some slack on your earphones. It's. I'm looking at her booty here.
Do we get a twerk session at some point?
Yeah.
So can I twerk?
Can you play some booty music?
Not yet. Oh. Not yet. We got to finish the game.
All right.
So we just come forward a little bit till you're nice and centered in the camera, which Sal doesn't have on the first on the right camera angle yet.
Camera going.
And Sal, can you put on the lips or no lips light?
Yep. I was getting the other camera ready.
All right.
Do you want me to?
I got it.
All right. Here, one thing I'm going to do real quick.
Take a small step back. That'll work.
There we go. All right. Now, if you can disrobe and then stand shoulder length apart, your heels should be shoulder lengths. Oh, I forgot to play music. Here we. Oh, I see hair. I see pubes. All right. Now just stand nice and normal. Okay. All right. Can you spin for us, please? Just 180. 180. Okay, now spread the legs apart a little bit more. Okay, now the same position in the front, please. Well, this is beautiful. Oh, now come over here and give me a blowjob. She's doing. This is like Khan says. Wow. Okay. All right. We see. You can sit down, but don't put your clothes on. And you can grab your mic. Sal. All right, Evil Mike. What did you put?
I think I won.
What did you put?
No lips.
I put no lips too. But I believe I saw lips. Sal's agreeing. Sal is a little bit more the expert than I am. I put no lips, so we both are fucking
wrong.
Jesus.
But here's the thing too, though. Like, if you're, it is August. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And our nuts change due to the weather. And if she's been in like,
Is definitely lips. That is definitely
that is lips.
Boys and girls, that is lips.
That's what it is.
Can you change camera angles for me, Sal?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
It's hot in here. I'm glad I got to take some clothes off.
We can take the rest of them off if you want. Wait. Before we do that, we should play the other game first.
Yes.
Okay.
Twerk?
No, not yet. We're going to play another game, which we don't have theme music for. It's going to be on or off.
Yep.
Okay. You got a piece of paper there, sir? I got to give one. Evil Mike, flip your paper around. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take your piece of paper, write a line right down the middle, and then up top on one column you're going to put on, and on the other side you're going to put off. All right, boys and girls, play this with us at home. So what we're looking for, your pen died? You're going to have to play with your penis. You're going to need a pen too.
Hold on.
I might have a marker or something. All right. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to look at you and we're going to decide what you get the most compliments on when your clothes are on. And then we're going to decide, we're going to guess what you get the most compliments when your clothes are off.
Okay.
Because like most people get different compliments for, you know, before they're naked and then after they're naked.
Yeah.
I mean, because most of the time girls are like, oh, yeah, you have nice eyes. And then they see me naked and you're like, your fucking donger's huge, man. Oh, my God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm sure that happens.
Happens all the time.
I believe you.
That's what
totally
Sal said.
Believable face. So.
That's what Sal said. All right. So,
hey, Con,
wait, am I putting my clothes back on?
No. You're staying there right there. You're
absolutely
good.
Not.
Okay. So let me think here. Let me get this down. I'm going to guess what. Don't cheat.
Wait. So
you gotta write your two,
just two answers.
Two answers. No. You're
two
writing
on, two off.
Give
two
common. What do you think she gets the most compliments?
Got it.
When her clothes are on.
Got it.
And what you think the two most common compliments are when the clothes are off? Let me twiddle my mustache for a minute.
You're looking very hipster, Con, these days.
I know, man. I'm styling.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Helps me get the young bitches. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, why am I always the last one doing this?
Because you take your time.
I think too hard, don't I?
Wait, can we see your breasts?
No, not yet.
What do you get that?
But that's because I don't know which one's going to be on or off.
This is clothes on.
Well,
right?
You're supposed to guess.
I'm supposed to guess.
You're supposed to guess.
Guess when clothes are on. Like,
all right. Okay. I'm ready.
So am I.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a drum roll.
Okay.
And then we'll give you a little fanfare. And there after that, you're going to tell us what your most common compliments are when your clothes are on. Are you ready for the drum roll?
Yes.
What do you get complimented on? What two things do you get most complimented on when your clothes are on?
My eyes are probably one of my first. And I guess my tits, probably.
Evil Mike, read what I put on.
Boob and eyes.
Evil Mike, read what I put on.
Boob and eyes, or tits and...
Boobs and eyes.
Boobs and eyes.
And what'd you put?
I had smile and tits.
Oh. I almost went with smiles. I almost went with
it's
smile.
It's hard for me because I'm not a cocky person, but I do get a lot of compliments on multiple areas on my body.
No.
So, Con, we're getting BJ's later. Jeez, that's absolutely. So cool.
You guys totally
won. Oh, we didn't tell you what
one.
We win. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So next will be close off after the drum roll, the fanfare, and all that good stuff.
I will give you a different fanfare this time.
Okay.
What are you most complimented on when your clothes are off?
I would say my tits and probably still my eyes, actually.
Oh, I only got half.
More so than my ass.
Me
yeah.
too.
What did you write? Yeah. Evil Mike, what did you write?
I had tits and ass.
I constantly, same. I know it seems crazy, but no, I get a lot of compliments on my eyes with or without my clothes on. My
not
ass
bad.
Always is the last one, but it does get complimented in a row after the tits
and ass.
I put
boobs
and
ass.
Me too.
I put boobs and ass.
You would think.
So if we win one category, what 50, do we get?
Where you 50, get half a blowjob.
Half a BJ. Right.
Half a blowjob.
But you got to think, Sal, just like when we were on set the other day, like before I turn around, even when I'm naked, what do you, it's eyes and it's my face and my tits.
Sure.
And then like all of a sudden I turn around, then they're like, whoa, your ass is nice too.
Yeah. You have a very pretty face. You have a very pretty face.
Thank you.
I know you've
mentioned, Robbie D mentioned that she looked very, very similar to someone that I was really good friends with when I first started my career, a ex-Vivid girl, Sky Lopez. Now, if you look up Sky Lopez, you'll notice there's...
Yeah, but I can't put it on the screen, so I'm not going to do
it.
Because
Sky was Italian and Mexican
as well.
So yeah, very similar. Interesting.
Yeah. And I've gotten a lot of comparisons to Alexis Texas, and occasionally in my face, Mia Malkova, when my hair was longer. And
blonde. Yeah. No, it's the clear complexion is what it is. Like, you have the same skin tone.
Yeah, and like when I smile, I look a little bit like her in certain parts of my face, so people will be like, oh, and when you have, so for some reason, like, just the color and length
Danny
of my
Mountain.
Hair. I found her after I did that scene with Danny Mountain, and I was like, I'm in love with his wife, actually.
Yeah.
Like, ever since then, I'm probably, like, she's the most amazing woman in the industry, in my opinion. Like,
it's pretty intimidating, like, when you find out, like, most girls are more into your girl than you. It's like, oh, great.
Well, Danny Mountain is great and awesome and everything. Like, I had an amazing time with him, one of my better scenes. But you know what? His wife is Mia Malkova. I'm sorry, but, like, she's just fucking amazing, in my opinion. Like,
she's pretty damn bad.
In every way.
You know what's classic? Because I've been doing this forever. But it's classically funny. So two things happen. One, girls start to look like other girls from other generations, which is crazy. This happens a lot. Like, we just found out. And then other girls will come on, like, Alex.
Hold on. We all just wrote down boobs, and we haven't even seen her fucking
boobs.
This is crazy.
All right, so,
we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
The other thing that happens is girls will be brand new, and then they go on to this superstar status, and then new girls come in, and they go, oh, my God, I'm in love with her. But I remember when they were just in the beginning, when they were looking at Belladonna and Sasha Grey. It's weird. This is weird.
Well, it's just weird to me that Sasha Grey is, like, considered, like, old school. Because she's still new school for me. It's like... I mean, she was, like 4 years ago she was still in the industry.
No.
4 or 5 years ago, right?
When did she, I shot her when she was 18, so that would have been 04-ish? I don't know.
Who are some of the girls you look up to as you take off your top?
Okay, hold on. This should be
interesting
situation.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Look at him.
I don't think I can simultaneously answer and take my shirt off.
Do you have someone to hold the mic for you?
Hold on one second.
That's why they call him Evil Mike.
Evil Mike, that's a woman right there. I don't even know if you can handle that. Do you think you can handle that, Evil Mike?
Well, she's batshit crazy. You can handle her. So
oh, my goodness.
Hello. Can you just give him a little bit of a squeeze for me, please?
Insane,
just a little tiny squeeze.
I can't believe someone told you to get a boob job.
Oh, jeez. Okay,
wow.
Now another one. A little one.
Oh,
jeez. One more squeeze.
Oh,
hard one. Oh, okay.
Now we've done this before, Con, and I was wrong. Evil Mike can jump in on this because he's being very polite this evening. Boob size. I was wrong when I tried to call her on it. Can you guess her boob size?
D's.
Okay, what size?
34.
Con?
34 C's.
What are they?
Do you want me to announce it? They're 36D.
3060.
Occasionally a 34. I will say it depends on who makes the bra. Like, I'm like right in that middle zone of 34 and 36 because people.
So you're like a 35D then.
35D.
Yeah, except for they don't make that. So I get screwed sometimes. Actually, a lot of times I end up buying the I end up buying like the 36 and then having to like fasten it, or like it's just, it's because people make their sizes so
different.
You're
an in-betweener, huh?
That happens to me with shoes.
But I am a D cup. I actually, when I first started in the industry, I was a double D and I lost a lot of weight, but it's a
bit. How much weight did you lose?
I think I started and I was 150 pounds mm-hmm. when I first started, and now I'm at 130.
Oh, wow. Do you have like a goal weight?
No, I think my thing was I loved my body when I started already. I was very confident in my body, even mm-hmm. at the size that it was. And I didn't do a lot of working out or eating healthy, but I was more of one of those people where I'm like, you only live once, eat what makes you happy. Like, I love my body anyway, so who cares what people think? And once it was directly tied to my career that I absolutely love doing, then it was like, okay, I have to make it a priority because it's not really about what I personally care or don't care about. It's about, I want to be able to do this job. And in order to do that, I'm competing with girls that are banging. And I know it because I want to fuck a lot of them. So at the end of the day, I was like, I have to do this for this reason. So I don't really have a goal so much as just be as healthy as possible, right, and make better choices.
Are you still trying to lose weight, or are you just...
A little bit. It's really difficult. I have this little pouch. Well, that's a woman pouch. Most women have that. But there, if I could just lose a tiny bit more, I would probably be where I'd feel like perfect enough. But
yeah.
I mean, we all have our insecurities at the end of the day, but I'd say overall, but here's the thing, I love my body.
I mean, you could look at Angela White.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's not a thin girl at all, you know, and I think she's going to win Performer of the Year.
Yeah, probably.
I think she's going to nail it this year.
I think it's more of a proportion thing, at least when you're on camera, especially. Again, it's not about like personally attacking people or thinking like, oh, your body's not good enough. It's just when you're on video and you want to do this, you're making the decision to be a performer and compete with these top notch girls. It's just smart to when you're making that decision to realize that you're also making the decision then to perfect your body as much as you can because you're entertaining people.
Right.
And I mean, you could do but any I, other I, job. You
I'm
know?
Also so. Under the belief that there's every woman type has a fan base.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, I've seen anorexic women with fan bases, and I've seen very large women with fan bases. And I think one thing women don't understand is guys are going to be attracted to you for whatever reason, but there's enough guys out there. Can you no longer hear us? Is that
In this one? I can.
Oh, that just means it back there. It got a little.
Yeah, right. Where it's connected. There we go.
You know, so for example, I had a friend who was like, I want to be a stripper, but I can't be a stripper. I'm like, why can't you be a stripper? So my boobs aren't big enough. I said, that's the stupidest reason. I was like, there's plenty of little titty girl strippers out there in the world. There are men that love little tits and you'll be fine. No. Finally took her to strip joint. And like, I don't even think there was a single girl there with big boobs. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think women don't understand. They think that they have to look a certain way to attract attention. And I don't find that true. I think there is that every type of woman has a fan base or has a group of men that'll be like, I want to hit it.
To some extent, I absolutely agree with you. On the other hand, I think that there are, like, if you were doing it through a statistic, like, for instance, like someone who's into feet. I have a lot of fans that are foot fetish people, actually. I have a lot of foot fetish fans. And but that said, they don't compare to any of, you know, the other things, my big boobs, my ass. There's a smaller percentage of men that might be into that particular thing. And I think that I personally think that when it comes to adult entertainment, it has more to do with what people are choosing you versus what you actually look like. Because I've seen girls that I'm like, I don't understand. I feel like I'm a million times more attractive than her in a lot of ways, inside and out. But she's just, but it's because, you know, they have the lights, the camera, the action, and she just met the right person at the right time, and they hooked her up with the right thing. And you can even have charisma all day long, but it's, in my opinion, it's politics in all entertainment.
So what's
it's politics?
There's a lot of politics here, too.
I think a lot of it. I think of it, those girls that are making it that maybe are thicker or curvier didn't meet the right people at the right time and have these certain opportunities. There's no way they would have gotten nearly as big as they.
Guess what I'm gonna say. That's not right. It's bullshit. Here's why. The analytics are what companies are solely basing everything on now. They look at numbers. How many times how many followers this girl has, and then this girl, and then the analytics of the scene that they're going to put them in.
It's more,
yeah.
It's more marketing.
No, to some
now.
Extent, I totally yeah. agree with that. And I've actually used that actual same argument with other people where they're like, oh, well, you know, it's like even for like the IR thing. Oh, it's so this, it's that. I'm like, well, at the same time, it's not really as much up to them as it is how many of these types of viewers are viewing it. And but, and so more might be viewing this particular
But you said
niche.
You said it before, and I absolutely agree with what you said. You said, I most of the time I'm shot in BJ scenes. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned two times that you were number one on rated mm-hmm. on a BJ site.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here somebody goes through and they go, Alex is on this BJ site. She's rated number one. We're going to put her in this BJ scene.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the industry.
Yeah.
But the
yeah,
funny
yeah.
thing I don't understand is, and I've discussed this with millions of directors, is you have two girls that analytically line up, but they hate each other. And if you don't know their history, you know that they dated the same guy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go, well, analytically speaking, Susie A should be with Jody B. And you're like, oh, that's not good. Did you hear what happened to those two? But these people are in, they're somewhere.
They're in Canada.
But that's what
the
I'm
shots.
Saying. It's like there's certain mm-hmm. parts of everything that I feel like we've all said that kind of play a part in it. I don't yeah. think it's like 100% only like you're going to make it if you met the right person. But I think that can occasionally, yeah, they're looking at analytics, but at the same time, maybe how I did my first scene, you know, if they're going off of that, or even my first five scenes in comparison to what I just did on our scene the other day, yeah. like they're not going to get an accurate analysis.
No, they won't, because with five scenes under your belt, your popularity is still growing, and they don't think that'll sell.
But it also varies on who's shooting you and stuff. So if you had the right opportunity yeah. to just get with this company versus that company for your first scene,
but those yeah. companies are looking at analytics. But this is tough.
Maybe
but,
the director also, is not as a good of a director, or the male talent wasn't good in it.
But this is
the
something
whole thing off, so.
Where the agent really comes to play.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think there's three agents yeah. that can make you a successful in this business.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of fringe agents that there's exceptions to the rule where like, oh, wow, that girl made it and she doesn't have agent A, B, or C.
Yeah. No, you I know? Agree with you completely. I actually initially got in and didn't have an agent for the first 6 months of my career. And partly due to the fact that I went actively seeking them, emails, hitting them up constantly, calling them, and was rejected by all of the major ones. So, yeah. And even to this day, before I got with my agent that I'm with currently, who I love her as a person. I will just say that I do adore her as a person. My vibe works well with her. She's not one of those top agencies.
You got
I know
some
that.
Latina in you.
Maybe I don't
but
know.
She never mentioned that to you.
No, I think
like we're both Latina.
No, it was never that. It was okay. never that, because when I walked in, she just still looks at me as like a white girl. I mean, yeah. I'm half Mexican, but she doesn't. It's not about that. It was a respect factor. I went in, I said what I wanted, what I needed. I did it in a respectful way. She's like, I can tell you're driven, you're intelligent, you're motivated. Like, I could actually maybe do something with that. So, but she was also really honest herself and said, you know, you need to do A, B, and C to perfect yourself so that maybe you'll have a bigger opportunity here and there.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, well, at least she's giving me real advice. She's sitting down with me and giving me real advice and saying, let's work with this, instead of just, oh, you need to lose 10 pounds, come back to me in a month or something. Yeah. And that to me was like, okay, you actually see something beyond just, you know, a dumb girl walking into the office. Yeah. And I value that. But at the end of the day, I agree with you.
It is hard. So something interesting is I just recently, I think it was on Vice. I read an article where they took all the statistics from like YouPorn and all that. And it's this, what is it called? Like sex shrink. I don't know. No, he's a sexual analytic. What's someone who does
analyst?
Thank you. Why was I having a problem?
You're an
a sexual analyst. And yeah. He was the only person who ever successfully got all the raw data from like YouPorn or one of those. Right.
Yeah.
And he wrote this article, and he was like, his thing was, is women like dominant sex, borderline rape, and men like chunky girls.
Yeah.
That's what his find was.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. And I've said this too. I think that most of the men that are watching me in my films think I'm a lot heavier than I actually am.
Yeah.
And they like a thick, curvy girl like me. If they're actually touching it, they're actually like interacting with it, they're going to choose me over scrawny little size one girl.
Yeah.
But when they're men are just men, and so they're watching like this shit, and they're just like, oh, she looks curvy, but she's really like a size one, and yeah. The camera guy was just smart and made it look like she had an ass.
Well, and then the girls know how to pose.
The girls, you know, become better at modeling.
That's one thing that most models, when they first get in the industry, they don't know their poses.
Yeah.
You know, that pose might work for so-and-so, but it's not going to work for you. Like, and that's kind of something new that I've discovered in the last like 3 or 4 years, where I've just like seen people pose and then someone try and do that. I'm like, wow, it doesn't work at all. So it's interesting stuff.
Well, that's why I really like, I like certain directors that are, especially in the beginning when they know you're new and they're trying to actually show you little things as you're going. Like, my biggest problem when I first started posing was I would have my shoulders way high up and it felt normal to me. It felt natural to me. And they'd be like, no, relax. I'm like, I am relaxed. Yeah. And they're like, no. And then, you know, I actually had a guy come up to me and pull down on my shoulder and just hold it there and look at me and just be like, look, just keep it down here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And like from then on, I just always did it. And it felt really uncomfortable at first. And now it's like, it's natural. It just feels
it's good
more
posture
natural,
and stuff. Yeah, the one thing I always do when I always smile for the camera is I'd crinkle my forehead too. And I just recently learned that I was doing that. So now I don't do that anymore.
That's good.
Why do you smile to the camera? Now he has Botox. And it got rid
of
nah.
Huh. Yeah, don't lie. You just went and got Botox. That's all.
And my cat. All right. So what's next for you? What can we know that's coming next? Where should we go see you? Are you feature dancing? Do you make appearances? Do you go to Exoticas? Do you do private videos?
I'm not feature dancing yet. I am on the A-list site to do it, but I'm just too new, I think. But you could see me, like I said, on my social media, Snapchat. I'm on there a lot. Inevitably, within a month, I should have my other channels up, as I stated before. And Exotica, I'm trying to go to Exotica, New Jersey. I went last year.
That's the biggest one.
I'm
that's
hoping
the one you
I can
go
again this year, but my agent isn't getting a booth this year, so... Last year, that helped me a lot.
Maybe Sam could put her up for.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find
nice older gentleman.
Yes.
Very polite.
Yes. Yeah. Our fan of the year, Sam, would definitely.
Yeah, because I've been trying to figure it out. And I'm like, last year, and that was even hard enough, was paying for my flight to and from and then cutting a room in half. And then the booth, I didn't have to worry about it. Now it's like, there's no, like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. So. I've been asking people, and most people already know what they're doing, though.
Yeah,
you're
best finding like a toy company. You know, just go to their website and see what the booths are and find the toy company. Just hit them up.
Yeah.
But I think that like the best thing girls can do is these Exoticas and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you really get fan interaction is very important. I always tell people.
Besides our podcast.
Yeah, our podcast good too.
Yeah.
But fan interaction is very, very important because I think girls need to look at themselves the way bands look at themselves in the music industry. It's like you're not going to make money by selling records anymore. How do you make money? You make money by like doing live shows
and
stuff like
that. They have to care enough about it though. That's the thing. And a lot of them I don't think do. Obviously there's a handful of them that do do really well.
There's like for me, there's like three types of girls who get in porn. There's these young girls that get in, they love the money and they get sugar daddies and they get out.
Yeah.
There's young girls who love the money and also love the party and then they get out. Then there's the girls who are like, I'm in this to make my career. I'm going to be professional about this and I'm going to go at it.
Yeah.
You know, most people in the industry are professional, you know, when it comes to directors, PAs, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but the people actually doing the
work. the ones who are
just on set for,
you know, and some girls just, you know, I get hit up all the time, you know, hey, I want to get in the industry. What should I do? And I say, do you love sex?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, yeah, it's pretty good. Are you broke? Yeah, I'm really broke right now. Okay. Can you fuck through pain?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be times you're going to be sore. So
it's definitely more about, I mean, I've learned too to tell girls in the beginning, because I've obviously had the same questions and stuff, that it's your first job is always being a performer, no matter what. When you go on set, you don't let people know if you're having a bad day, if you don't feel good, if you don't like something, you suck it up because it's just like a real job. You have to do the same thing. You're getting paid to be there. And if you throw your attitude around or treat them like you would your parents when you're upset with them, it's unlikely that you're going to be successful. So it's you have to have a desire. I believe you have to have not only at least a liking for sexual activity and not feel ashamed of it, but you also have to have like some of a desire to be like a business person who is enjoying at least some aspect of the business, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So those are the women that I've seen do the best. And you're right, like getting exposure and networking and stuff, like they don't, they think they can just come in and be like, oh, everybody's told me I'm beautiful my whole life, so I'm just going to lay here and take a dick. And
yeah. And have that 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some do.
So some do I'm have. Like, I love it when you see that 1,000-yard stare. Like, they're just mentally checked out. Yeah. You look great, but you're mentally checked out. So anyway, what's next? Where can people see you next? Like, where can...
I can figure it out, I would like to be at Exotica. I don't have any shoots other than trades right now lined up, but they come, you know, usually I'll have a couple sometimes a week if it's a good week. So I don't know. I'll tell you on my Instagram and my social media.
All right.
For sure, I'll be at AVN. I know that's the only factual thing I know right now. Right,
everyone's at AVN.
And hopefully Exotica. And yeah, I always try to, any little thing I can get. Oh, one cool thing is I recently started in mainstream as extra for, I'm with Central Casting now.
Oh, cool.
So I don't know if you might like watch movies and see me, a little person walking in the background. That might be me.
Well, we know a lot of girls in the industry were in Game of Thrones and Westworld.
Okay, cool.
A lot of girls.
You know, I just went and I've met the casting director in my laundry room. She lives in the same building
as me. Oh, that's hilarious.
And I told her it was in porn.
Where do you live?
Downtown. It's a city. It's the biggest. Okay, it's got tons of people in it. Yeah, right. I'm not going to give them my address. Yeah. God. Okay. Come on, stalkers. Come follow me. Here's my address. This is where I sleep at night.
I like curvy girls.
I mean, I did tell them where I'm from, too, my hometown. So who knows? Maybe if they really want to sign, they go find my family or something.
Yeah, you live at 12 Scientology Way. Yeah. Go ahead and come visit
exactly.
her.
Exactly. but no, it's, yeah, so it's cool. I don't remember what I was saying last. Oh, yeah, the extra stuff.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna see you out. And
so, yeah, so they actually booked me already for, I did my first big movie, and oddly, the camera was on me a lot. Usually as an extra, you're more in the background. And the director was like, okay, as extras today, you're going to be on film a lot more. And it's all about you guys this time. Like, you have to make facial expressions to responding to the guy who's doing like a comedian skit or whatever. And you have to make these faces and not really know if he's like making a joke or if he's being serious. And the director tells me at the end of it, I just want to let you know that like we had the camera positioned where we wanted it, but we ended up turning it onto your face because we felt like you were responding properly to what we wanted.
Did you tell him you want a blowjob?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. Next time. I mean, I didn't want a blowjob. Why would I want a blowjob?
Nice.
You didn't tell him?
Do you mean did I ask him if he wanted one?
I know that in the regular industry, the casting couch is a lot worse than in this industry.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure. I mean, yeah. I walked in there and I mean, everyone else was like, I think I was, me and one other person were the only ones in our 20s. Mm. And the other person was a dude. So, I mean.
It's on.
And so I was the hottest one on set because there was a bunch of older people around.
You're like, you're in your 20s. I'm in my 20s. Let's bang.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No. Guess what?
Do you know this song? It's the outro song. Show's over.
Oh.
Anyway.
We used you and abused you.
Alex Lavelle. That's right. I said it right. Thank you for coming down. You can follow her at Alex Lavelle, AlixLovell, or just go watch Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks and do your math there and come back to
Bill
follow
Paxton.
Again.
Rest Bill in Paxton. Rest in peace.
Instagram is the same at Instagram, Jesus
X
Christ.
X on the end.
That's right. X, Alex Lavelle, X. Our informazione is at PornDirPod, at Sal_Genoa, PornDirectorPodcast.com, OnlyFans.com/Sal_Genoa, and you can search the Porn Director Podcast on YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes. Wow, where'd this song come from? Also, AdamandEve.com. Simply pick one of their selected items, put Sal in the promo code, and get a sex swing with free shipping. My God, tell us what that's like. And you can email Sal or Con during the week, you know, the guests you want to see. If you guys want to start guessing who our wonderful 200th episode is going to be, or it won't tell you, but you can guess. Maybe we'll do, let's do that. Okay, Con, so if they guess right.
If they guess right.
We'll send them something. I got DVDs.
Yeah, we'll send them a DVD or something.
Okay, cool. So if you want to guess who our 200th episode guest will be, go ahead and email Con or Sal at Porn Director Podcast, and then we will send you a free DVD. I got a box in my car. Alex, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for forgetting our first time together.
You're welcome, baby.
It's fucking
it's Lavelle.
That's right. It's Lavelle. That's right, Connie. It finally got it this time.
Lavelle. It was so awesome meeting you, Sal, that I forgot.
Whatever. That's fine. Mean. You're bullshit. All right.
Do we get our blowjobs now or not?
All right. Anyway, Evil Mike?
Yes.
Thanks for behaving yourself.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We got to get out of here quick before even Mike says something wacky. Con, always, you know, it's on a 365 day of the year basis, Con. It's always
good talking porn.
Bye, everyone. Hey, Gia Paloma, get you in the industry? Gia Paloma, one of your Hemet girls?